Entitled Texas Democrat Tossed Out of Houston Rodeo for Ignoring Rules, Posts Whining Complaint Online. By Bob Price on March 12, 2026. Houston, Texas, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo was escorted out of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo after attempting to enter a restricted shoot seat area without the required wristband. According to rodeo officials, a confrontation that prompted the entitled Texas Democrat to post a lengthy online complaint accusing staff of mistreatment and mentality issues. Judge Hidalgo claims she was manhandled by officials after they refused to grant her access to a VIP area of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, HLSR, reserved for VIPs. Entrance to the area requires a $425 special ticket. Reports indicate the rodeo officials had already provided the judge with more than $9,000 of free hospitality. In Texas, a county judge is the chief executive for the county and is not necessarily a judicial judge. Fox 26 Houston reported that HLSR officials denied the manhandling accusations from the disgruntled county judge. Officials stated, on March 10, during the sold-out Megan Moroney concert, Judge Lena Hidalgo attempted to access the dirt area without a valid shoot seat ticket. Additionally, she attempted to bring several guests, also without shoot seat tickets. Rodeo security advised that dirt access is limited to shoot seat ticket holders only. A premium ticket priced at $425 and the group was directed back to their ticketed seating. Known for her erratic theatrics, Judge Hidalgo took to Facebook to berate HLSR officials. She posted, "This is not about a wristband or a ticket or a concert. It is about the mentality of some people and the way they treat others. If this is how they treat me, by virtue of my position the ex officio director of the rodeo landlord, because Energy Stadium belongs to Harris County and leases to the rodeo, how do they treat everybody else?" She went on to post a letter, written on her official county judge letterhead, where she blamed officials of mistreating her because she is a woman, a tactic she frequently employs in commissioners' court meetings. Hidalgo wrote, "I wonder, if I had been a male county executive, would they have reacted the same way? Would they have thrown a male Harris County executive's guest with their young daughter and son out of the Harris County Stadium? Would they have gone up to a male guest's children and yanked them out of a seat? I will not go near that area again. But I have never felt so unempowered as a woman as I did yesterday." She went on to play the race card of identity politics. "These days, not only are we fighting a war abroad, but some people, mostly white men, have felt emboldened to treat others, particularly Hispanics, with physical force. I don't travel without my passport anymore. Many of us do, especially those of us who are not white passing. I want the HLSR leadership to know that constituents of color and women, like me, deserve to be physically safe and to be treated with dignity. I hope nobody else experiences behavior like this." Criticism of the judge flooded social media following her rant. Legendary Houston investigative reporter Wayne Dolsfino posted copies of the judge's letter. X.com user Mike G summed up the feelings of many, writing, "If Lena Hidalgo had any self-awareness, she'd resign and apologize to at Rodeo Houston for acting like an entitled child and throwing a fit when she gets called out on her bullshit. If Lena Hidalgo had any self-awareness, she'd resign and apologize to at Rodeo Houston for acting like an entitled child and throwing a fit when she gets called out on her bullshit." Mike G, at big_time_south, March 12, 2026. A post on Facebook by the Houston Police Officers Union satirizes the moment of Hidalgo being escorted from the rodeo arena. As the chief executive of Harris County, Hidalgo is technically the de facto landlord of the arena hosting the HLSR. In this role, she visited the arena earlier this year to welcome the rodeo to Houston for its 94th season. The spectacle at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo ultimately left Judge Hidalgo facing a wave of public backlash far louder than the concert she tried to access. While rodeo officials say she simply ignored the same rules every other Texan is expected to follow, Hidalgo has doubled down with accusations of sexism, racism, and mistreatment, even as critics argue the incident reflects her own pattern of entitlement and theatrics. As the 94-year-old Houston tradition rolls on, many Texans appear far more interested in enjoying the rodeo than indulging another political meltdown from Harris County's top elected official. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.